Friends, I'm turning to Gospel of Luke chapter 15 and verses 1 and 2. Gospel of Luke chapter 15 verses 1 and 2. Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. We're thinking about whom Christ receives. Haya na iradi Yesu Christo jino. Whom Christ receives. And this place is quite striking because the Lord Jesus Christ comes face to face with some of his enemies and those people who would want to criticize him every time. Strangely, I'm sure you may know, when the Lord Jesus Christ came to earth, his greatest enemies were religious men, people who were the religious leaders of the times. And this is a surprise. Right, we read Jesus Christ by no. Oh, mujina eti ano kese eye nyamisomfo. Oh, at the time the crowd kese wani nyamisom impenimfo. Oh no, mujina eti ano. The one of the surprising thing was that they did it deliberately. They would deliberately go to where he was teaching, try to sit within the inner ring of people so that they can listen to him, either sometimes ask him questions or try to trick him. And so they did this deliberately. In fact, sometimes it would have been one of them who had invited the Lord Jesus Christ for dinner. And his purpose, among other things, surely they may have intended to show him some kindness. But some of these persons also did that because they wanted to trap him, find a way to get the Lord Jesus Christ to commit some crime so they could really use that as the reason or the basis to reject him. And so they did this continually. And it is a surprise that they did this. But the Lord Jesus Christ outsmarted them every time. Yerade Yesu Kristo de omuye ni nyina ne chino emrebia otreso ni nyansa ese wono onimade nyina nso. And so he outsmarted them, and they would not be able to find fault with him. He was able to discern what their intentions were and then give them appropriate answers. The Lord Jesus Christ did this every single time. Now, Bibia Yedin Komo Anope, one of such situations where the Lord Jesus Christ's enemies wanted to find a fault with him. Omo Pese, Omunya Bibi Etianunti, Omo Ebekasa Etianun. Now, if you read through scripture, there has been a few cases where some of the most wonderful truths about the Lord Jesus Christ had come from the lips of his enemies. It came from their lips because in their minds they were trying to criticize him and to run him down. But they didn't know that they were actually exalting him and making him more attractive to us. And yeah, one of you some more Kabri B. Emma, I say, Radius Christo, no. And in fact, they didn't know they were doing this. And our passage is one of them. And so we want to think of it. It's there in verses 1 and 2 there. Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. Sa sane oho no. Sa nipa we o jini mo yafo na oni mo edidiso. And so the first thing I dream when they said, what they were saying was actually the fact. It was the bare truth. Ne sa neti. Omo kano said ye. Omo hunu no ape pe pe. In fact, sometimes they were wrong, but in this case, they were so right. So this is the fact. The Lord Jesus Christ received sinners. He received them and he brought them to himself. But who are these sinners and publicans? Sa and Krofoya, Pharisee Funasi, She Sa Pape Ojimono, who are they? The scribes, I beg your pardon, the publicans were tax collectors. They were collecting tax from their Jewish friends, relatives, and go and give it to the Roman governor, the Roman ruler that was overseeing their city. Because at this time, no, Israel, you know, as a Roman, for no, senior Roman Catholic Church, but Roman government at the time. And then, no, she be asking, you know, and so, the tax war, we want to come on, and they didn't like it. Because the Jews had always wanted to form a kind of a united front and fight against the Roman rule. Roman governor said, okay, Sadia Mapini, something like this. And here you are, some of your own people, Jew, former AB, did you tax Roman governor? And so they didn't like them. And besides that, some of them also added some commission of their own. And so they made gain. From that, no, we check about Salamokanichi, so everybody knew them. And many of them got rich, very rich, the publicans, and so, Jew, especially Pharisees, they despised them and said, these people are sinners. And then the sinners would include the harlots also. There were women who were giving themselves away, trading themselves away. You know, this is an age-old problem in the world, and so these persons will be called sinners as well. Ebefra woman to say, "Omu ye nibon ye fo." Women na omu ba eradi Jesus Christo honu na nkrofone eka say, "This man receives sinners and eateth with them." Sa papa we ojini mo ye fo na oniwo edidi. But friend, there's a mystery here. A mystery that Pharisees, if they cared, should have found out. There's a question they should have tried to answer. Because these people, these sinners, were trying to come to the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ is holy, was perfect and pure. And not only that he was perfect and pure in himself, he spoke against sin. He condemned sin. He exposed sin. Eradi Yesu Kristo, no one can say you're cron cron. And yes, you're cron cron in kwa. O kasai tia boni. Boni a kudu nina, o che, sedia ye etia. In fact, no, Pharisee, funny feeling, really, o nyan is so inubibia because he exposed hard sins. And ma kumamu boni na de nina edidi. So, question is, sa papaya, wo kon in chair. Wo boni no obedeni di no e den crown no mo calling chain obienim say ye so eje wa hasi say ye taaka say just a flyer once no onim nyansa no be baho because onim so ba e be shino naturally onim say heat no e man no say answer so ba sa light you ho e den na sa ni mo ye fo e omo bani a onim say he will expose their wickedness. Why? Why were they coming to him? Friends, and this is what makes it beautiful. The reason is this, and I can give a number, but let me mention one or two. One of the reasons why they were coming to him, that unlike the other teachers of the time, the Lord Jesus Christ was also speaking about the remedy for sin. He wasn't only condemning it and exposing, he was not just interested in that. Micaiah said, one Iradina was Emma Misha says a me person by a Christian was years ago where people now baby yet Cape Coast the street side and on mobile you know become preaching but their preaching were all condemnation. I remember very well. And so what they will read from a passage and they will say, I don't know whether this kind of preachers are still around. All that they will say is that look at it, the Bible says thou shalt not steal, and then he will say something like, if you see what happens, and the people with him will say, straight to hell. And they will say, thou shalt not commit adultery. And they will say, so if somebody commits adultery, what happens? And his people will say, straight to hell. Say, Ojemusro. What is that? It will be we had, or for being in Yom, they are never to know, Obeko Jemusro. That kind of preaching. Strangely, I think in my case, God used it. Because I'll go home and I'll be terrified. And at least for 2 weeks I'll become a good boy. that I was just about 13 or 14 or maybe. And I'll begin and start reading my Bible a little. After 2 weeks, I'll go back to my sins again. So, it didn't help me. It awakened me. No, God works in mysterious ways, isn't it? But the Lord Jesus Christ wasn't preaching like that. He will expose the sin, but he will show the remedy. This is the way out. Come to me, and I will bless you, Brahmin Chay. Now, may you, may you emphasize it to the animal. Into one cassing Tiabonum Quara, and the Moyof no Barmin Chen, or Chelon, said Yomobea, or Mobenya Yano, and Mobonitibiano. And so, of course, they would want to go. And I will ask a question very soon. What do you think the kind of sinners were those that went to him? I will try and give an answer shortly. But there's something else. So, we should radiate the Christian in church. Or Chelon Crawford said, you can know a better life without sin. Friend, think of it. Obiana Junior said, you bet me I enjoy life. You know that young persons think there's some pleasure in rebellion. Rebellion feels sweet, isn't it? So what it here? Sweetness be a woman. I think Crimea, me, I'm a Timia catcher, me papa cross, and look at the Okan Kraminti. Me Timica catcher, mammy cross, missing me, and may on the next week. See, there's some sweetness. Be at the womb. And when we are rebelling, when we are rebelling against authority, our school, our Jumum, it's feeling sweet. Said, hey, they be. And because our hearts are corrupt, friends. It's something I come up from. Otherwise, we would realize rebellion is never sweet. And so the Lord Jesus Christ's teaching showed them how we can really have a truly joyful life without sinning, without really adding up sin. Now, society now, I know him, Sadiano. I'm with me, I enjoy it. So when you with me, chant, track, a crabby, etta with Jumaho, and you say, Juman, you cry, and Koso. You see, that's the idea. And everybody thinks, please, if you like, talk with people and see, everybody thinks just a little lie to question things here and there is okay. But no, the Lord Jesus Christ showed them it is possible to know a joyful life without sin. Without mixing up sin. In fact, and so these sinners wanted to go to him. And so I ask again, what kind of sinners do you think went to him? And this is why it applies to all of us. Friends, it's only those sinners who were sin weary, who were tired of sin. If you are not tired of sin, you don't go to the Lord Jesus Christ. If you still enjoy it and are determined to go on in it, you will never go to him. You may learn about him, talk about him, read about him and like it in your head, but you will never go to him personally. So what the swat is tibiana said ya what he said ya wo ya bonity radin entail emma wo and you said dear me ye me yem wife radio and smith person me wo so it was sad to be limitnam won quay radio secret hot da. One burning chum bet me I read the cross with your handsome, and you go with trim, what catch up for a quarrel, and what kind of BBR fun. We bet me I mean in a woman in chum personally. Why? Because I radiate the crystal, I am here. Woman on TBS or more, I am the boy for no more, in here no more calling chain. Because he's a savior, he radiates the crystal. You remember the example he gave? He said that how will a healthy person go and see a doctor? A healthy person wouldn't need a physician, he said. Only sick persons, one time they were criticized, and that's the answer he gave them. He said that only the sick persons need a physician. No one saw a yari no burning chain. Friends, so mustn't be someone no pain. He said, have you ever felt shame and grief and worry about your life of sin? About any sin at all? In fact, not only individual sins, but about yourself. Your whole life. What it is, Eddie Yang, when you're cooking him, said, yeah, we're born in tea and when in pain. And he said, yeah, we're tipping in a tea when you're cooking him.
Sometimes they be an boniba could be dear wama when you wife and now kunu and your my basabasa and now when you womba into ubay sad, you may be sad over that one. Such a friend, that's not what we are talking about. We're talking about where we come to a point where I don't only see the individual sins, but the individual sins drive me to see my whole sinfulness, and I'm anxious about that. And then I will come. Friends, faith in the Lord is not possible until sin disturbs. Faith to come to salvation is God's gift. And then, you are in the moon, crown, so, Emma, who did, and the Banua, a woman, you would answer, a Sandy answer, a man, a more for, and not the Edigiba. And so, when I come as an anxious sinner, and I'm looking to the Lord, calling upon Him for mercy, then by His Spirit, He shows me Calvary. What the Lord Jesus did, as my only hope, say, me, that's so. Friends, I want to move on. So this is the fact that the Lord Jesus receives sinners. He receives sin-weary sinners. Those who want, who long now, who realize that they cannot save themselves or help themselves. He surely receives them. And His enemies were bearing witness to this, because the Savior, it's a fact that He does it. But friends, look at the statement, and you see something else in verse 2. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, "This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them." Murmured. They said this as a complaint. No more complaining. But as the question is, why should they complain? If you want to stand somewhere, then you don't want so-called sinners. And this man comes and he wants them. What's your complaint? Now they say, what's your beef, isn't it? So when you were best of a genie more for no more dear moat now, no more sweet there. Anyhow, why should they complain? Because friends, unfortunately, these Pharisees have thought that religion could create a kind of a superior, inferior situation. You know, that is always in the world. In the world, that people, human beings, friends, I dare you, until the Savior saves you and you are taught from the Bible, all of us have in our hearts a desire for a kind of inferior, superior relationship. We all like it. If I'm of the superior part, I feel wonderful. I feel big. And so me an impasse room could be reassiha. Yang in I a percent to society and you say, Emuninio mo yakasifono. And of course, there will always be those who serve. There will always be those who have bigger responsibility and others who have smaller responsibility. That's not what we are talking about. But we are talking about the feeling of importance. In them feel just a thing. Can I say, India, you are a four, we move your money small, small. Mr. Munim said, Moko, India, and in some of those countries like Nepal, or more, they are from the caste system, where there's actually people of the higher caste and the lower caste, and they don't mix. In fact, if you want to cross and marry, you have a lot of troubles, a lot of hindrances put in your way. Society likes it. And, some of you may know that that is why communism never stands. Much that style of government almost say, okay, the person society, you know, the same. Human beings always want inferior, superior kind of standing. And so, even there, even in the so-called communist countries, they have their gurus, and they the big shot. So mo ewo sikani kesina omo ejeni panka enu ni se one day omo see me equal. But omo dey maybe to me feel special. And this is the kind of thing in our kwaishe Pharisee funi chebu.
They thought that even religion should enhance things like this. I say pian ni omo ti se kwen ma. I say we mu ni omo mo ense omo eni shi cry eni wo ya. Ye was special standing and when yanko point. Of course it flew from pride, can't you see? It is one of the roots of pride. Because my dear friends, do you know this? I repeat, we all would have different responsibilities. There will be people with bigger, more sensitive responsibility than others. We can't deny that. But the sense that I am an important person, a kind of a special person in myself against others, is a lie. It's a lie. Satan fills our heads with them. So, you know the effect of that? God will never listen to us. God resists the proud. Pride begins in the head. It doesn't begin in the attitude of people. As Chismofana Hupo, Amumaso, Amumaso, and Shasia, I was saying, the million were around him, and Shasia was a dream, the American family. That's a dream of me, I'm a dream, I'm a dream, I'm a Bible say Radi and Kasami Hun. Eradi Humi Mobro. Mean to me Radi Humobro because I demo or Mumu Samuni Shiara or Mutri Eradi Humobro, you see. And so the problem with these people is that one complain, no, and they did plainly say they were so proud and they didn't want the Lord Jesus Christ, if you like, to bridge the gap between the so called superior and the inferior. Omo person radi Jesus Christ or they omoye akasifoni omo musarna ebom, because you know when radi Jesus Christ of our sources or they establish a church, the church, his church will always be people who never feel important and are less important. In the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, we all come as a needy sinner saved by grace. And moye fe radi Jesus Christ na di shiboja akuyengina yengina yabai. Through the same route, we all came as beggars, repenting of sin, ashamed of ourselves. No one has a background or you're proud about, otherwise, he couldn't have been a Christian. No one has something he can be proud about, otherwise, he cannot be a child of God. Or be any bribia, or be a proud of power, and yet, wouldn't be a Christian then. And so, that's their problem. And friends, I'm telling you this because it tells us the kind of thing that hinder people from coming to the Lord. A mindset that tells you, friends, you know, we often rather say this in our other studies. This is the reason why we tell people the kind of teaching around, encouraging people to feel important and big, is actually what it is doing, is to cut people away from God's blessing. God wouldn't hear them. He wouldn't listen to their prayers. Sign Chechenwa, Eman Crawford, Enantisa Kasefo, Wankase Trimu, Ninia Kika Huno, Amunin say, a chunk of a fair radin shower. Oh, friends, me monk, make me a survey through and see a number of examples in scripture. He always despises them. Remember, there's a passage in Psalm 73. The Bible says that God despises their image. At the same way, in the time, he doesn't like them and he doesn't bless them. And so, friends, oh, may we be afraid. It's one of the heart sins that hinder people from coming to the Savior. But in the heart, it's in the heart, it's in the head. And they never come, and they never find blessing. And they never come to find the Lord Jesus Christ, our dear Savior. Years ago, we can tell a story of a certain church that was constantly praying, say, Radi Bishrawon, and we who are more brother, were be so. Now, Ama was so for several months, and there was one person, a very, very devout Christian, I think about Shra, sorry, no, she said, yeah, son members, etinadi. I think I know why God isn't blessing. You are too high. As a church, you are too high. And so how can God bless you? He never blessed people who are high in their own eyes. Please don't be carried away by these things. It's artificial nonsense. It's artificial. It's not real. Again, what is real is that we may bear bigger responsibilities than others. Yes. And for that sake, I may require more helping hands, more helpers, more money, more instruments and machines and other gadgets than others. But in ourselves. Please forgive my, I don't want to be insensitive, but are we not all running away from coronavirus? Where are the important moments? I'm sorry, please, I don't want to be insensitive. I'm facing my head. All of us are running away. In fact, they tell us sometimes they are more exposed. So-called important persons are more exposed and more in danger than some of us. You know. Oh, please, I want to encourage you. Do you want to become a child of God? Do you want to become a Christian? Do you want to have any communion with God, friends? And yes, sorry, Ara. And I said, oh, what do you wish for? But that you really know the Lord and you know what it is to trust in the Lord and to yield your life to Him and submit to Him and prove His power and answers to prayer. Said everyone said it right to me. It did wa brebo no tiwum payankasa. Well, He never will bless a person who is high minded and self important. It won't complain, no. Baby, if you buy, no. And you're ready, anchor someone. But being the last one, yeah, Shasi say, baby. Now, they say this also as a reproach. A reproach is to say, you know, any person would cast it here, no. It's saying we insulted somebody. And so this man receives sinners and eateth with them. As if to say, Shalom. An uncle Becker said, years ago, my name said, oh, up to now, say, oh, dear, bear yourself, because you man can't help you. Because those days are, and then, we call Ashanti region, Nasa, Obi Perse, or Cassetia, and as it's a war, Yeni, and Northna, in your relationship, was a Tanino, only Tanino, only Nanti, wow. So we call him Africa. Just we call him. No, so can many. No, we body in a cell and nothing. Ah, to we turn in only 19. What? A kind of. Me yesho said turn a honor. Me yesho said an honorable term. Me intend say, but it was so common. No more use in a cell coin or so. And saying no more dear radius Christo. He receives sinners and eats with them. See, look at him. A kind of an insult. And you know, the Lord Jesus Christ bore it quietly. Because it was said of him in Psalm 22 and verse 6 that the reproaches fell upon him. Because he's standing in the place of sinners. That reproach must have fallen upon us. We are the sinners. And so it must have fallen upon us. They didn't know they were speaking about the Lord's faithfulness. The obasa says obeyano, obeyano tapete. Inti omo e kasati ni die, but they were actually affirming His faithfulness. He would do His work as our sin bearer and a bearer of our reproaches and of our shame. It will all fall upon Him, and the Savior will gladly bear it. And friends, they didn't know that in this way they were making Him attractive to us, and then. We would want to rather go to Him and know Him for ourselves and walk with Him, my dear friends. Years ago, I read a story of a man in a certain town, a small town, but maybe not Tikroki to Ebimo. Now, for years, the man had been criticized as being mean and wicked. Because Papa said, now, no, in here, Owosika, crying. So they were reproaching him for being mean and unkind. And so, but the man didn't mind. So, well, the man went on doing his work, and then, well, he died. And so, when the man died, then the things that the man was doing around came to light. no mo hu ne se. Actually, the reason why the man was not simply dishing out money, ni nsho papa no no nchichem kofu sika ne se. We hu ne se the biggest problem in the town was lack of water. And so people were dying of waterborne diseases. And so he was investing heavily in getting water from a distant place right to the village. And so at the time when he died, the water had gotten into the village. Then they understood. Now we know that this man wasn't really mean. He wasn't really unkind. He was really intent on the greatest mission for our village, for our town. Set up a pay on yet said in Timor Dame. Friends, when you hear the invitation of the Savior, it says, repent, turn away from that life of sin. Come, lay it at my feet, and I will help you. I will wash you, and change you, and give you a new heart, so that you can love me and follow me. You think it's hard? It's harsh. I enjoy it. Some people say, God will take everything from me if I become a Christian. Maybe a Christian, you're a Christian, but you be a Freeman, so be a me enjoy be a, or be a Freeman, so be a Christian. I saw the American Bible, the making come, so I don't know if I'm a Pai Kakradia, but me person be a Christian, you're a Kasa, because in your mind, maybe I enjoy no, or be a Freeman, say, oh, but my dear friends, only if you knew that every one of those things he had to take away from you are for your good. The Bibia says, oh, Jeffrey, when some war we enter. Into Bitimia Trino, and one burning chain. Oswire, friends, you know how much the Savior had to bear for sinners, how much he was maltreated. Let's think of his maltreatment alone. Said, you more yeno, basaba sankwa. Wakai, Brayachi, Radiesu Christo, don't think they would have handled him gently. Because the Bible tells us that they tied him up with a rope. Or what do you want to train? And or more action or asifa or a criminal. No, you didn't call as a military camp. How do you call it? Where they were in their community. And all the soldiers were having all kinds of treatment at him. When you know more treating a particular way, ridiculing him, spitting at him, and the Bible says that he bore them quietly. Because no in the oye. On him son them sawis or so sa reproach sa humiliation and test a toyen yesuno or swanin yina amaye said a baby to me abaning chain. And so, this is what the Savior did. And you know that on the cross also, he bore reproach and insults. People who were passing by were looking at him. And some of them were simply saying all kinds of things against him. And he bore it quietly. And he bore it sweetly. Because he's the Savior. And in India, wabesa obejini moyafono. And then the Father put upon him the punishment of those who would ever come to trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so he bore that punishment also quietly for us if he would come to him. Now friends, this is the reproach. This is the one who will not bow, who will not stop what he'd come to do. Nia, ni enti waba sobeji enu, on yaeda, di edibe enu biya obeswa, weni ni oye waje unkono, obetumi aji ono. Would you not trust him? Friends, there's no one in this world that would deal with you like he does. Obia enu indi wariasimi se radi Yesu Christo. I'm always anxious to tell young persons this. You look into the world and you have friends and you think they are wonderful. School friends, or colleagues, and workplaces. If you were down for forward school and other places, and you think they are wonderful. And some of them are, without doubt. Truly, we will be a. But it is always sad when you see people whom friends He's more loyal to friends. He will listen more to friends than even when he's been told from the Bible. Obetidi anafufoneka. Listen, dear, a Bible catcher. Now, we are anxious to tell such persons that this friendship would last only for a while. And then are these friends as human as yourself? These friends as mortals as yourself? Sada fufoe huye nimpa tesewa. Namun emkwa eyetia tesewa. But here is the best friend, the Lord Jesus Christ. He is God. And he bows low to befriend us. And he will ever live to prove himself a friend throughout this life and even beyond this life. And I ask you to choose him. Come to him. Come. Because he will bear everything, anything, just to do you good, just to be kind. And this is an example of it. Bro, we insult no more, all kinds of things. And this is the one who receives sinners. Friends, I want to close with this. Let's just listen to the passage. Verse 2. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, this man receiveth sinners, and eateth with them. And one classic statement they got is so right, is when they use that word, this man receiveth sinners. Sa papawe, oji inimonya for. Many people are turning the other way, which is only part of the truth. What is Obi say? Maji eradi Yesu Christo. That's the statement now, isn't it? I have received the Lord Jesus Christ, which is excellent. It only means you received a testimony that was born to you. But friends, you should ask this also. Because it's the other side of the same coin. Has he received me? Friend, this is so important. So that you don't really deceive yourself. I often use this example. Why nobody does this. You are sending an application for a job. You wrote it nicely. And added your CV. And they gave it to the receptionist. And the receptionist gave you a warm reception. Let me go beyond the normal. Maybe crowd will cry with your application in common. Because yes, I'm coming to look for a job and this is my letter. So, oh, welcome, sit down and let me serve you tea. It doesn't happen, does it? We'll cry a cry and we'll say, I ask you who goes home and say, hey, you know the kind of reception I got? I think I'm already working in that firm. I'm a worker there. Who does that? Well, you wait until you hear from them, isn't it? My dear friends, I beg every one of you here. It is the same thing in the scriptures. When I say, oh Lord, I come, I want to be a Christian, I repent of sin, save me. Wait for his answer. Did he answer? In Yanubayana, why is it important? Because the Bible warns. Now sometimes, as we just mentioned in our discussion, I may be saying this, and yet I may be keeping high-mindedness in me. I may be proud in my heart, and the Lord will listen. He won't. Even though I claim to have a, Lord, forgive all my sins, now I receive you, and all those nice words people say. But friends, he may not just say, he's God. He looks into my heart. And I'm not sad about the pride in my heart. And I'm not crying to him to deal with the pride. I'm not ashamed about that. I'm ashamed about my lies out there. But I'm not ashamed about the pride in my heart.
mentra me dino abontini ye mi yapa but no radio Jesus Christ begin said ye wuti wo abontini said ye wuti wo inside nyina. And so I come, and so friends we say, when you call upon him, wait until he answers. Because the Lord Jesus promises that, isn't it? He said that time and again, if we knocked upon the Lord, upon the door, we will be answered. If, of course, we knocked, as we should. So friends, the Lord Jesus Christ receives sinners. Well, let's ask ourselves, has he received me? Wajimia, has he heard me? Please don't assume. Don't assume on these things. And more we trim, now face up to the matter. Has he received me? Has the Lord Jesus received me? Friends, and sometimes the question people ask me many times is this, how then do I know he has received me? Why, we often say that you have a number of places in scripture that mentions this, but I only mention one because of time. May the uncrown me with a wajimi. So that my wajimi, we say, anyone that Savior receives will find that Savior far more above anything in this world. His heart will desire him and embrace him and trust him that anything at all in this world, all other things will seem so petty and so small. When he looks at the Savior, niobe ni champano, obe wuni se niobe ni na esari ewuni nim. Iradi Jesus Christo, brubi biaso, obese na kuma ne bra ne bibia eshefe iradi niumnyam. Usanzo brudi ni naso sena jimka. Apostle Paul bears our testimony. Remember in Philippians chapter 3. First of all, emowa who was smallness. You realize you have nothing to glory in except in Christ Himself alone. Who is the one who shared with me? A one person who bossed me. Just say, Radi Jesus Christ on one kasa. And then Apostle Paul push Ukraine in Bikao. Or say, including everything else, it seems to me like rubbish when I compare them to Christ. My dear friends, this is one of the key signs that he's received you. Oh friends, I have to close, and I think you can understand that. How many times has that not happened to people? You see a man walking on the street there, and perhaps let's assume that you saw that man, and the man is walking barefooted. And then such a miserable fellow because and then he takes you to his house. He opens the door and you go into his house. There's no house like that. It's a golden house. But at once you admire him, isn't it? That's what happens when the Lord Jesus brings you to himself. You admire him and value him above everything else. If this isn't in the heart, we say, he's not received you. He's not brought you to himself. The world will always tempt us. All things will tempt us always. But this is what keeps the Christian. When the world has tempted and tempted, the flesh is tempting, he can always reflect upon a Savior that is far above them all. And then he'll be able to recover strength and say, but I must listen and obey the Savior more than anything or anyone else. And so, no hoba no hoso no shasi hose on to me cross or the bibia a vegetarian radi. Oh my dear friends, come and be sure he has received you, because on nunkwa we are the boy ni and on nunkwa no jin the boy yafo ibini bibia bio nkwaimu ene nkwaichi shese wajiru
Make sure he's received you. Don't assume. Make sure he's received you. Come to him. Let